proper care and repair of firearms will ensure reliability when the hunts return. We're getting out the gun oil next on Western Life Radio.
Is your boat registered and insured for the summer season? Most boats must have proof of insurance on board and be properly registered with bow numbers and stickers. Take the Utah Boating or Coast Guard Auxiliary courses, and you just might get a discount on your insurance. For a copy, call 801-538-BOAT. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
If you would like a little more from your range experience than standing and shooting holes in paper, come and train with us, TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Get online, on board, and on track with Utah State Parks online education for OHVs and PWCs. OHV education is required for youth aged to 15, and PWC education is required for youth aged 12 to 17. Utah's personal watercraft and off-highway vehicle youth education programs required by law are now online at www.stateparks.utah.gov.
Take time to care for your firearms after the hunts to ensure reliability. Brant Taylor with Taylor Gunsmithing has a few reminders.
After the hunts, before you put your guns to bed for the winter, it's always a good idea to get them all cleaned up and light film a boil on them so that they're good to go. They won't rust during the season. At all costs, you don't want to put them away in a soft case after they've been damp at all. That's a recipe for rust and rust pits. You need to take them out, make sure they're clean and dry and oiled before you put them away for the winter. If you do that, after the hunt is a great time to get little maintenance issues figured out. And if something didn't work right, my old standby model 70, I figured out the safety didn't lock the bolt closed in the one position, so I've got to get that fixed up so next time it will work right. Little issues like that, things that you've noticed on the hunts, now is a great time to get those fixed up. If your shotgun didn't cycle just right, the shell was a little sticky in the chamber, if it was really dirty or something, then it would make it do that. You might want to have the chamber polished or any of those things. Lengthen the forcing cone, give you a little better pattern and lessen the perceived recoil a little bit. All those kind of things are good to get done.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.